As Black History Month comes to a close, we see the month wasn't without controversy over race. Whether over the lack of diversity in Oscar nominations or the controversy over Beyoncé's new video and Super Bowl performance, people quickly and easily spoke out. We talked to Reverend Randy Callender, rector of St. Philip's Episcopal Church and member of the Union of Black Episcopalians, about speaking out today versus activism during the 1950s and 60s.
Today, with what's going on with our youth and young adults, young people are just as outspoken and moving the movement, just as in the civil rights movement when young people were leading and moving that movement. The difference between then and now is social media. Social media is a way of getting the information out quickly. We have videos where people can record what's going on.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Thurgood Marshall were all faces of the modern civil rights movement. But there were others who fought just as tirelessly for social justice, whose names we'll never know. Reverend Callender says today's social media gives everyday people a voice.
Today with social media, sometimes you can get some of the other voices to be heard quickly. If someone is being abused, if someone has a message that is powerful to get out, it can get out quickly through Facebook, through Twitter, through Instagram, through all kinds of social media.
I asked Reverend Callender, where do we go from here?
I believe that we need to learn about love. One of the quotes that I like to throw out a lot, I call it the gospel of Jimi Hendrix, is when the power of love overcomes the love of power, only then will the world know peace.